Good morning to all of you. As I look around, I see several of our college students who are back and others who are here visiting. It's great to see so many of you. And as Deacon John gave his little beautiful sermonette to our children, one of the best times in the Divine Liturgy, other than receiving the body and blood of our Lord, is seeing these beautiful children come and have a seat at the front. As he mentioned in his sermon about an invitation to a party, the gospel passage which we heard today is our Lord's invitation through a parable of all to a great banquet. It's recorded in the Gospel of Luke with a variation in the Gospel of Matthew as well. In the Gospel of Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, a father is sending out his servants to invite everybody to the wedding feast of his son. And of course, we know that this parable is a reference to God the Father, and the bridegroom is his son, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, we are the bride, the church, the people. Every human being is invited to be the bride. So think about this. He talked about a birthday party. I'm going to talk about being invited to a beautiful wedding, maybe for your own child, preparing for a wedding for your own child. And all of the preparation that is necessary to go into preparing. And let's say that you, if you were the parent preparing for a wedding for your most precious child, have gone to great lengths and invited only the people that are most significant and most special to you in your life. And nobody showed up. Well, the reality is, that's what our parable today, with the variation that it's not referring in the Gospel of Matthew, it's a very similar type of a mindset. The difference being, in as much as God is limitless, no limits to God, right? That means he invites everybody, and the preparation that he has made are no less than the preparation of one who is spending $100,000 or $150,000 or more on a wedding for their most precious child. But in today's parable, very few people came. Not only did the treasured ones that he invited first not come, he had to send out and invite other people on two or three or four occasions, and finally, only the people that he could gather from the highways and the hedges of the world were the ones that responded and came. Symbolically, what the people represent, okay, God is the Father, he is sending his Son to participate in this incredible banquet, and then the Jewish authorities of the day are the ones who come up with excuses, one after another. We'll come to ourselves in just a second. To the point where he invites all of the Gentiles. And it is a handful of Jews and the Gentiles who ultimately come to fill the banquet, to participate. Well, I don't know about you, but this is one of the most beautiful times of the year. In fact, I hear a song about that on a regular basis. It's the most beautiful time of the year. But it is one of the busiest times of the year, is it not? And with the different things that we do at this time, whether it's in shopping, whether it's in the parties that we are going to, the question that our sweet Lord provides for us today is this question: are you accepting my invitation to come to be with me at this time of the year? Are you accepting my invitation to come to participate in the greatest of banquets, the body and blood of his Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, the liturgical banquet, the spiritual banquet? That's a question that is provided for you and me. And we all know that there are perhaps as many distractions today as ever, if not more. And especially in this most beautiful time of the year, there are distraction upon distraction. But the question is still this. And I would like to portray and communicate as clearly as I can that this is not a commandment. It is rather an invitation. It's an invitation, come and participate, join with me. Come, because I have given you life, and I love you, and I care for you. Each and every one of you that I've created, that I've known since before your mother's womb. In Psalm 138, it says, I knit you in your mother's womb. I preciously value each and every one of you. And I want you to participate in life, because I am the life giver, and those who participate and connect with me are the ones ultimately who are going to be happy, the ones ultimately who are going to be full of joy, the ones ultimately who are going to be content. So the question that I respectfully and simply offer to you on behalf of our sweet Lord Jesus, God the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit is, come and participate with me. I'm going to read this. This is what I read today in the... Is Amy around? Amy, okay. I'm going to give you a plug for the Our Daily Lives, Miracles and Wisdom of the Saint, the fasting calendar. We have some in the bookstore, right? And we can order more, right, Amy? This has a daily saying, and listen to today's saying. In the context of the busyness and the craziness of this time, listen to this. This is from St. Paisios the Athenite, who was recently canonized. Can we whisper? Just whisper. Grumbling is caused by misery, and it could be put aside by doxology or giving praise. Grumbling begets grumbling, and doxology begets doxology. When someone doesn't grumble over a problem troubling him or her, but rather praises God, then the evil one gets frustrated and goes off to someone else who grumbles in order to cause everything to go even worse for that person. You see, the more one grumbles, the more one falls into ruin. Sometimes the devil deceives us and makes us unable to be pleased with anything. However, one can celebrate all things in a spiritual manner with doxology and secure God's constant blessing. So in the midst of this world, in this most wonderful time of the year, let's offer praise to God. Let's live with an attitude of gratitude, with doxology in our hearts, daily. And when we feel this grumbling that comes about in our daily lives, I admit sometimes I grumble. When we feel that grumbling, let's pass it off by turning our heads to God and thanking God for all the blessings we have. And by the way, you and I, if we're mature at all spiritually, understand that the greatest of blessings often come not when things are easy, but when things are difficult. And so in the grumbling phase when we're going through tough times, if we're able to transform that attitudinally to thankfulness to God, recognizing that all things work to the good to those who love God, when we are able to do that. Then the evil one gets distracted and goes to somebody else who grumbles, and rather than staying with us. And we can offer praise and thanksgiving to God. So therefore, in this most beautiful time of the year, may we glorify our loving Lord, God the Father, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who of his own free will came into the world, took on flesh as a simple infant human being, infant, vulnerable in ultimate vulnerability, and the Holy Spirit, who is with us where two or more are gathered. The grace of God the Father, love of God the Son, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us offer praise to God.